Good morning to everyone. Just a few years ago, my wife and I had the opportunity to take two extended trips out into the western part of the U.S. Our first trip took us to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and then to Yellowstone National Park. On our second trip, it took us to Salt Lake City, Utah, and then we traveled down through Arizona and New Mexico. Now, both of these trips fulfilled our lifelong dreams of visiting the beauty of nature in various national parks. During these trips, we rejoiced in the beauty of God's creation. Then, a few weeks after returning home to Northwest Georgia, I took a walk in the woods. The fall colors were beautiful and brilliant at that time. And I thought to myself, hey, I don't need to travel long distances to see the beauty of God's creation, because it is all around us. This all reminded me of several scriptures that talk about God's creation. Let me share some of these scriptures with you this morning. Consider Genesis 1:31, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." Then in Psalms 19, verse 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." Ecclesiastes 3:11 says this, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." He has made everything beautiful in its time. Now this particular verse reminds me of a beautiful old song by Ray Stevens, which I really love, and it is entitled, "Everything is Beautiful in Its Own Way." Yeah, when I think about creation, I am also reminded of Paul's words about creation itself and how it constantly proclaims his presence. Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, in reading from the New Living Translation, quote, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." Brethren, all around us, God is speaking about his glory and his character and his love through all of creation. Creation indeed sings his praises and declares his majesty with each sunrise, with each sunset, with each ocean wave, even with each bird's chirp, and each baby's laugh, and yes, even each baby's cry. Creation sings. Brethren, God speaks so powerfully through the Bible, through the life of Jesus Christ, and through creation itself, and we need ears to hear and eyes to see. Friends, let us all open our eyes, open our ears, open our minds to see, to hear, and to appreciate God's beautiful creation, which is all around us. Amen.